Kinyan Tes Zayin of the Memchest Varim Shater Niknes Bahem Zmiut Tainug. I'd like to start with the Mesil Sasharim at the end of Perak Aleph, where the Mesil Sasharim talks about Ma Chivas Adam Bailamai, what a person's obligations are in this world. What's his tachlis in Elam Hazeh? And he says, Vihine, Ma Shahirunu Chazal, Hu Shah Adam Le Nivra Elolis Anig Al Hashem. He starts off saying that our Chachamim have taught us that a person was only created l'his'anag al Hashem, to rejoice and feel close to Hashem. And at the end of the parak, he writes, Nimtzinu l'meidim ki ikar mitzias ha'adam ba'ilam hazeh hu rak l'kayim mitzvahis v'lavoid v'lamar b'nisayin. The ikar tachlis and the mitzias of a person, his existence in ilam hazeh, is just to be mekayim mitzvahis and to do the avodas Hashem, and to be omer b'nisayin, v'hana'as ha'olam ein ro'oi shiyu lo'i elo le'ezer l'siyua b'lvad l'shiyu lo'i nachas ruach v'yishav hadas l'man yuchal l'fanois liboi el ha'avoda hazois hamutelas alav. The Mesil Sasharim is teaching us that a person has to use the pleasures of this world as an ezer and a siyua b'lvad. The only thing you should use them for is they should be used in a way that they could help him and give him a nachas ruach and a yishav hadas in order for him to be able to completely be mefana libay, turn his heart and have a clear mind for avodas Hashem. And the way I see miyut tainug, it's all about perspectives. As many of the achronim point out, it doesn't say no tainug, it says miyut tainug. A person has to have a little bit of tainug. And that's part of what he needs in order to fulfill his avodas Hashem and to be kainat Torah. In the Medrash Shmuel, he has miyut tainug as number 19. He says, "Well, you know, the Rambam passes this way, and it's a Mishnah. Kachi darkei shel Torah, pas b'melach toichal, umay b'masura tishta v'chayi tzar tichya v'ala oretz tishon." These seem like complete inuyim, like a person has to be mitzayir himself. That's not miyut tainug. That's no tainug at all. And he says, you must say that that's not talking about people who have more than pas b'melach or have more than mayim b'mesura. Rather, that's talking about an ani. A person who only has that shouldn't hold himself back from learning Torah. And he should be able to learn Torah even with those inuyim. However, somebody who is able to afford what he calls basar v'yayin, in order to add on and give him more kayach to be Isaac in Torah, then as long as he doesn't enter into the realm of ribuy tainug, he stays to miyut tainug, that's okay. And adarabba, that's something that a person many times needs in order for him to be successful and give him clarity of mind and peace of mind to be able to learn Torah. Now the Chavos HaLevavos, we've mentioned in the past, the Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, says that a person has his nefesh and he has his guf. And he says that if a person puts all his energy and focusing on his guf, then his nefesh will lose out. If a person focuses totally on his nefesh, then he's going to destroy his guf. What should he do? Avoltein legufcha hamazdin eshi yamidenu alinyanoi. Person has to make sure to give his guf the food that's necessary for his guf to function. Vetein lenafshecha yoseh min hachachmas v'hamusarim yoseh miyachalta. And give to your nefesh more of the chachmas and the musar for your nefesh to be where it has to be. And it's worth looking at Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Perek Chaf Gimel, Oifen Chafei inside, because it's very much marich about this. But how does a person know how to balance this, how to weigh this? So if you look over there in the Chavos HaLevavos, he says that there's one way to measure. Where is a person's ahava? Is his ahava ahavas olam hazeh, or is his ahava ahavas olam haba? Meaning, a person who's focused and his drive is in acquiring Olam Hazeh, Gashmias, that's ultimately going to take away from his nefesh and from his avodas Hashem. Masha'enken, a person whose focus and his drive is Avas Olam Haba, and although there's miyut tainug, every person needs to live and needs to have a yishuv hadas in order to function, in order to acquire and climb the madregas and get closer to Hashem, then the miyut tainug is going to be a kinyan that he'll use in order to get to the place that he wants to go. Have a wonderful day.